In Northwest News on KPLU, an emergency fix out of desperation. That's what KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel calls the Mariners' latest trade. Art, in a surprise move, the Mariners have acquired power hitter Mark Trumbo and left-handed pitcher Vidal Nuño in a trade with the Arizona Diamondbacks. What do you think?
Not impressed. It's redundant. They already have what they acquired in Mark Trumbo. Guys who can hit big flies and who also have big whiffs. Jack Zirenzik loves power hitters, and he tries to collect them, and the Mariners have not done well, typically, with them. Trumbo is a guy who is not only a big home run hitter and strikeout guy, he's also a below-average fielder. And it's really frustrating, I think, for Mariner fans, because they're saying this isn't a guy that is different from what we already have. And so the upshot is that they have made an incremental improvement. He is better than Dustin Ackley or anybody else they put in left field, unless it's Seth Smith, who I think is an average major league outfielder, and I would have put him in there. But I wasn't asked, and I don't think most Mariner fans were asked. And so this is a mysterious thing. The young left-hander Nuño is an adequate pitcher. He's had a 3-15 record in his major league career with the Yankees, and now is a reliever with the Diamondbacks. And he is needed because they are shorthanded both in the bullpen and in the rotation. Is he going to be a long-term answer? No, I don't think so. I think they're waiting for a return to health of Hisashi Iwakuma and James Paxton. So this is a patch.
So who did they give up for this trade?
Well, they gave up two players on the current roster, Dominic Leone, a left-handed relief specialist, and their backup catcher, Wellington Castillo, who had only been here 6 games.
Yeah.
They clearly wanted to prove that he could catch and hit at least adequately, because Arizona has a need. So they just basically showcased him. They gave up two minor league prospects that I think most fans are not familiar with, but one is a shortstop, Gabby Guerrero, who is the nephew of Vladimir Guerrero, the great slugger in Angels history. Gabby Guerrero is hitting .214 in the minor leagues and has been, you know, struggling. He is rated as the number 7 overall prospect by Baseball America in the Mariners organization. So he is potentially a valuable player, but really the Mariners gave up relatively little for these two players and got back relatively little.
So if this isn't a big impact trade, what do you see happening in the future with the Mariners?
Well, I don't see a lot of prospects. This is an emergency fix out of desperation, because the Mariners are slowly falling out of contention here in June for a team that had a lot of expectations, and I was among those who thought this was a playoff-worthy team. I'm not saying they're not yet, but Lloyd McClendon said it best after a game this week, in which somebody asked him about the continued hitting woes and whether there's going to be help on the way. And he said, I've got to have my 3, 4, 5 hitters hit. And that refers to Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, and Kyle Seager. And he says, if they don't hit, I'm going to be driving a garbage truck soon. And some of us cynics might say, you know what? You may be driving one now, and it's called the Seattle Mariners. I don't want to go quite that far yet, but I guess I just did. They've really got to turn this thing around quick, because we're now 50-some games into the season, and the Mariners are falling further and further behind, and it's really hard to make up that distance in the AL West.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.